for they covered the face of the whole earth, so that the land was darkened. And they did eat every herb of the land, and all the fruit of the trees which the hail had left. And there remained not any green thing in the trees or in the herbs of the field through all the land of Egypt. And they shall eat the flesh in that night, roast with fire and unleavened bread, and with bitter herbs they shall eat it. The 14th day of the second month at even they shall keep it, and eat it with unleavened bread and bitter herbs. For the land whither thou goest in to possess it is not as the land of Egypt, from whence ye came out, where thou sowest thy seed, and waterest it with thy foot as a garden of herbs. And Ahab spake unto Naboth, saying, Give me thy vineyard, that I may have it for a garden of herbs, because it is near unto my house. And I will give thee for it a better vineyard than it. Or if it seem good to thee, I will give thee the worth of it in money. And one went out into the field to gather herbs, and found a wild vine, and gathered thereof wild gourds his lap full, and came and shred them into the pot of pottage, for they knew them not, up all the herbs in their land, and devoured the fruit of their ground. Better is a dinner of herbs where love is, than a stalled ox in hatred therewith. The hay appeareth, and the tender grass showeth itself, and herbs of the mountains are gathered. For so the Lord said unto me, I will take my rest, and I will consider in my dwelling place like a clear heat upon herbs, and like a cloud of dew in the heat of harvest. Thy dead men shall live, together with my dead body shall they arise. Awake and sing, ye that dwell in dust. For thy dew is as the dew of herbs, and the earth shall cast out the dead. I will make waste mountains and hills, and dry up all their herbs. And I will make the rivers islands, and I will dry up the pools. How long shall the land mourn, and the herbs of every field wither, for the wickedness of them that dwell therein? The beasts are consumed, and the birds, because they said, He shall not see our last end. Which indeed is the least of all seeds. But when it is grown, it is the greatest among herbs, and becometh a tree, so that the birds of the air come and lodge in the branches thereof. But when it is sown, it groweth up, and becometh greater than all herbs, and shooteth out great branches, so that the fowls of the air may lodge under the shadow of it. But woe unto you, Pharisees! For ye tithe mint and rue in all manner of herbs, and pass over judgment and the love of God. These ought ye to have done, and not to leave the other undone. Patience. For one believeth that he may eat all things, another, who is weak, eateth herbs. For the earth which drinketh in the rain that cometh oft upon it, and bringeth forth herbs meet for them by whom it is dressed, receiveth blessing from God.